Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Eric from Middletown is on the phone, ready to play Can't Beat Christine. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You're very serious.
No, just woke up.
Eric, what do you do for a living, Eric?
Police officer.
See, this is why he's very serious.
You got the popo.
You're always in interrogation mode, even when you first wake up.
Absolutely not.
All right, Officer Eric, let's kick Christine out of the studio. Five questions of pop culture trivia. If you get more right than Christine, a $100 Visa gift card courtesy of Total Fitness Equipment is yours.
All right.
I feel like I'm bribing a police officer right now. I don't think that's a good thing. All right, let's do it. Remember, a tie is considered a lost. Question number one. Officials at MetLife Stadium still can't catch the animal that wandered onto the field Monday night for the Giants-Cowboys game. What kind of animal was it?
A cute black cat.
I like the adjective that you used for that. Thank you very much. Question number two. Joe Pesci is releasing an album. Yes, you heard me right. A music album. In 1991, he won an Oscar and gave a five-word acceptance speech. For which movie did he win?
Ooh, I have no idea.
All right, question number three. Robert Pattinson responded kindly upon hearing Kristen Stewart telling Howard Stern she would have married him. Pattinson and Stewart met during the filming of which tween series of movies?
Twilight.
Question number four. Taylor Swift is set to celebrate March Madness as a headliner of the Capital One Jam Fest. March Madness refers to which collegiate sport?
Basketball.
Question number five. Lady Gaga is having a tough run lately. Not only did she fall off the stage with a fan, but now she's had to cancel her latest Enigma show in Vegas due to illness. What does Gaga call her fans?
Animals. Like monsters.
All right, let's get Christine back in the studio, please.
All right, how did Officer Eric do?
Well, I'm scared of police.
Oh, no.
So he did pretty good.
Yeah.
3 out of 5 correct.
Wow.
You didn't give me that last one?
No, I did not.
Oh, he's getting ready to write you a ticket.
I gave you a verbal warning. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Yes.
Question number one. Officials at MetLife Stadium still can't catch the animal that wandered onto the field Monday night for the Giants-Cowboys game. What kind of animal was it?
It was a black cat.
Officer Eric said it was a cute black cat.
Oh, well, look at Officer Eric.
1-1. Question number two. Joe Pesci releasing an album. Yep, you heard me correct. A music album. In 1991, he won an Oscar and gave a five-word acceptance speech. For which movie did he win?
In 1991, did he win for Goodfellas?
2-1. Question number three.
Was the five-word acceptance speech, go yourself? No, that's
it was actually very respectful. It was really, really nice.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I forget the five words, but it was something like,
all right.
I'm touched or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Robert Pattinson responded kindly upon hearing Kristen Stewart tell Stern she would have married him.
Mm-hmm.
Pattinson and Stewart met during the filming of which tween movie series?
Twilight.
3-2. Question number four. Taylor Swift set to celebrate March Madness as a headliner for the Capital One Jam Fest. March Madness refers to which collegiate sport?
Basketball.
4-3. And question number five. Lady Gaga is having a tough run lately. Not only did she fall off the stage with a fan, but now she's had to cancel her latest Enigma show in Vegas due to illness.
Uh-oh.
What does Gaga call her fans?
Oh, she calls them little monsters.
Little monsters, correct.
Yes. What
Not just monsters.
Oh.
I am sorry, Officer Eric. You do not win the $100 gift card, but you are not walking away empty-handed. You get tickets to see musical Anastasia at the Bushnell coming up January 14th.
Awesome. Thank you.
Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.